Cultivate the Christian Virtues, April 25. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. True Christians are faithful in little things, remembering that the Word of God declares, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much." A faithful, steady obedience to the words of Christ makes men pure in mind, resolute in purpose, and faithful in every station of life. True service is the unveiling of a heart made fragrant by the love of God. Such service gives nobility to the character in this life. Under its influence, love to God and man speaks from the lips and is revealed in the actions. When God's people place the gift of speech under the influence and control of the Holy Spirit, thousands will hear the message that God is love, that He so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. His heart of infinite love embraces every human being. His love is an inexhaustible wellspring of joy and peace. It is as enduring as eternity. It is the fountain opened for Judah and Jerusalem. From its unfailing supply every soul may be satisfied. This love is the life of God, working with transforming power in the soul, perfecting Christian character, making human beings partakers of the divine nature. Through Christ this living stream of love and life flows to the world. In the Christian warfare life, spiritual life, courage, constancy, and decision are needed. Be strong in the Lord. Human courage will not suffice. The Christian soldier must be strong in the Lord. God is all-sufficient. In the omnipotence of His might gird on the armor. Make use of all the proper means of defense against the enemy of souls. You are everyone to perfect an individual character for yourselves. Resist temptation. Cultivate the Christian virtues. Be strong, yea, be strong. Those who have so many battles to fight must be strong for service. Gain strength and help from the source of all power. If we trust in the Lord, we shall triumph in the warfare against unseen foes, but if we trust in our own strength, we shall surely meet with defeat. The armor is prepared. Put it on, and fight bravely for the Lord. To my brethren in positions of responsibility in the Pacific Press,